with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A new Elon Musk interview has landed him in hot water.
He appeared to smoke marijuana live during an interview, and that caught supporters and critics by surprise, sending the stock down on Friday and just putting Tesla under even more intense scrutiny.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. First, here are some top stories. President Trump ramped up trade threats against China again on Friday, saying tariffs on another $267 billion worth of Chinese goods are ready to go on short notice. China and the U.S. have been matching one another dollar for dollar in a protracted trade dispute. Recent talks between the two have failed to produce any visible progress. The August jobs report shows the nation's unemployment rate remained steady at 3.9%. Hiring picked up along with wage growth. Non-farm payrolls rose to a seasonally adjusted 201,000. Average hourly earnings for private sector workers rose 10 cents, in a sign employers are offering higher pay in a strong labor market. The report keeps the Federal Reserve on track to raise short-term interest rates two more times this year. The search for the author of an explosive op-ed in the New York Times continued in Washington on Friday, with the president saying he wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to launch an investigation into who wrote it. The president has said it's an issue of national security. For the latest, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Walmart's plan to sell outdoor gear isn't off to a great start, with several brands asking the company to remove their products from its website over concerns Walmart could lower prices. About a third of the premium brands are no longer on the website, but the company says it has added others and expects to make up the losses soon. Still to come, why Elon Musk's latest actions have put him back in the spotlight. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk is in the headlines again, this time for appearing to smoke marijuana on camera during a live interview with comedian Joe Rogan. And while the entire interview lasted over 2 hours, the point where Musk smokes is getting the most attention and causing a firestorm on the internet. Joining us now from San Francisco with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Tim, could you put this moment in context for us? This was for a podcast that was live streamed on YouTube, and the moment in question occurred a little after the 2 hour mark.
Yeah, exactly. It had been a wide ranging interview at that point, talking about everything from Elon Musk's concerns about the danger of artificial intelligence and what that can mean to the future of humanity to his interest in the host's samurai sword that happened to be in the room. And at this point, the two had already had been drinking whiskey, and you could hear the ice in their glass clink around. And the host pulls out what looks like maybe a cigar, and Elon asks about it, and he's told that it's marijuana with tobacco. And the host then lights it up and asks Elon if he'd like it. I'd like to take some, and he does. And, you know, the rest will be probably rank among corporate lore as we look back at this, because it's such an unusual thing to see the CEO of a major publicly traded company do something like this in public, in such a public way.
So, Tim, let me ask you, because I'm sure some are making the argument that what is the big deal? Musk does ask Joe Rogan if it's legal. They are filming in Los Angeles, where it is legal to do so. There are other reasons, though, that this is getting so much attention, especially because of Elon Musk's role. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It comes at a time when there have been lots of questions about the state of mind of Elon Musk. It was just last month that he shocked investors and shocked the business community with his tweet announcing that he was thinking of taking Tesla private and saying that he had funding secured. The price would be $4.20 a share. $4.20, many thought, was a reference to marijuana. Subsequently, as details came out about the proposal, it became clear that it was not a finalized deal and there was still a lot of work to be done. The SEC is investigating. Lawsuits have been filed. and really put Elon under even greater scrutiny after a year of real hell, if you will. It's been just a struggle for Tesla to ramp up production of the Model 3 compact sedan that was his bet that he could remake the company from a niche luxury automaker into one that is more mainstream. What we have seen is just a lot of self-inflicted stumbles in recent months, and basically 17 days of uncertainty as Tesla kind of dealt with this idea of going private, and then Elon announced late on a Friday night that he changed his mind and wasn't going to take the company private. This after a rather remarkable interview with the New York Times where the question of drug use came up and just, you know, raised further questions about his state of mind.
And Tim, from what you can tell so far, how are investors and analysts reacting? Of course, we're seeing minute-to-minute reaction on Twitter, but what have you heard?
Well, at one point on Friday, shares were down as much as 10%. Part of the issue here is concern about how investors and those who might put cash into the company in the future might be taking stock of things. If you're betting on Tesla being successful, you're betting that the Model 3 can really ramp up production and continue at a sustained pace this quarter and next and start to generate the cash that Tesla so very much needs. There's a lot of belief among the analyst community, among some, that Tesla needs to raise more money. Elon Musk has been very much against that idea, believing that that once he can sustain production, the cash will start to flow and he can avoid that. But his seemingly erratic behavior raises concerns. If you're betting on Tesla, in a lot of ways you're betting on Elon Musk.
Tim, I want to also talk about some other moments in this interview, which has been certainly overshadowed by the particular moment we've been speaking about. But especially towards the end, we do get more of a personal sense of Elon Musk, and it was a very interesting way in which he closed the interview. Can you tell us a little bit more?
This forum was in a lot of ways a very good one for all of the things that Elon kind of achieved. It does well at it. He was able to be charming and funny, but also kind of show what his fans like, and that is kind of his range of topics that he can discuss and kind of the glimmer of vision that he kind of lays out. And Elon ended the interview really saying that people should just be nicer to each other. And this interesting comment about how you shouldn't assume they're mean until you actually know that they are mean. And quote, it's easy to demonize people. You're usually wrong about it. People are nicer than you think. And that's an end the quote there. And you just got the sense that either, you know, he perhaps feels that the world thinks he's a mean guy and he doesn't deserve it. And that's what you hear from people that are close to him, that he's been surprised by some of the negative reactions that he's experienced in the last few weeks regarding his tweeting and what he thought, you know, was no big deal has turned out to be a lot of big deals. And, you know, you just got the sense from watching him in this nearly 3-hour interview that here's a guy who's been under a lot of pressure.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins joining us from San Francisco to talk about Elon Musk. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.